Welcome to the Senior Bulletin Podcast. Financial advisors offer advice and guidance that typically includes investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, etc. Chris Miles is my guest today, and he's the host of his own podcast, The Chris Miles Money Show. He's a cash flow expert, an author, and he's also known as the anti-financial advisor. My name is Darren. And this is the Senior Bulletin Podcast, where we discuss issues and topics that matter to seniors.
You're listening to the Senior Bulletin Podcast with Darren Marlowe, the podcast where we discuss issues that matter to seniors.
What is it to be an anti-financial advisor?
It pretty much means do the opposite of what every financial advisor tells you or tries to sell you to do, right?
Okay.
You know, we've had decades, you know, if you think about, I like evidence, you know, and I started out as a mainstream financial advisor back in the early 2000s, right? So I teach people to save everything, spend nothing, stay in it for the long haul and mutual funds and things like that, you know, and stay there for decades. And then hopefully someday, if you're lucky, you might be able to retire, right? And the truth is, as I started to look at evidence, not just the work that I was doing, but even from decades of financial advisors' advice, which really financial advisors have only been popular since about the late 70s to early 80s, right? So it's only been about 40 years. What's happened, though, is that when I looked at evidence, people were not retiring. They were not becoming truly financially free. And I remember a friend of mine brought that up. He was a guy I trained to be an advisor, left it. He quit that industry to become a real estate investor. And we got in this nice little argument about what's better, stocks or real estate, right? Yeah, this is the end of 2005. And finally, he just said, Chris, let me ask you, how many of your clients are truly financially free where they don't worry about money? And I said, well, none, maybe one, you know, none. because I thought about even the retired doctors I had, but they were still watching CNN, which, of course, if you watch CNN, you're going to be scared of everything, right? So nobody was really financially free because they're watching to see if their money's going to drop in the markets. And even if it was in the market, would it be enough to last them their whole lives? He says, well, great job, Chris. Way to not help anybody retire. How about this? How many of you guys as financial advisors are financially free? Not off of the things you're selling people, right? Not off the commissions you're earning, but actually off of doing the investments you've been recommending people to do. And I thought about it and I said, well, of all the people I know, there's probably hundreds, none of them. He said, well, there's your problem. I said, well, give me the answer. He said, well, I won't tell you the answer because I don't think you even care. But eventually I got him to give me a little bit. And that's where I started reading books like Robert Kiyosaki's book. You know, I had already read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, but he had me read a book called Who Took My Money, which was about why mutual funds fail and why they're horrible. And it didn't take a whole lot of selling to convince me of that because I was already seeing real life examples, right? So 2006, I quit, vowed never be a financial advisor again. I was just going to teach ballroom dancing at the local university and I would do mortgages as a mortgage broker. Small, interesting point, I was one of the nation's top amateur ballroom dancers around the year 2000.
Wow, that's impressive.
If you ever watched Dancing with the Stars, those are some of my friends that were the professionals on that show, people I had actually danced with.
Oh, awesome.
So I was doing that, but eventually I got to the point where when I learned how to do it differently and turn everything on its head and not focus on just accumulating money and compounding slowly over millions of years, which is what the financial advising way is, but instead create a real passive income, cash flow right now, you know, money that can actually start to pay you each and every month. Because that's ultimately why we were saving in the first place, was hopefully we could live off what financial advisors have you do, live off less than the interest. So if you happen to save $1 million in your mutual funds, they'll tell you, a good advisor will say, well, don't pull out more than 2 or 3% a year. Well, that's only $20,000 or $30,000 a year. That's nothing. And so instead, when I realized, hey, you could take $1 million, if that even paid you regular cash flow of 10, 12% a year, that's $100,000, $120,000 a year. Very different lifestyle. And you still have the money. You're not eating into the funds because really, the stock market's not doing what it says it's doing. It's not doing high rates of return like people claim. It's only averaged in the last 30 years, 7.5%. And if you have fees coming out, whether you have 401ks or IRAs or whatever, you're lucky to average 6%, not 10 or 12, but 6. And that is the big problem, is that it's all overpromise and underdeliver when it comes to financial advising. And so I became the anti-financial advisor, telling people, hey, get away from the stock market, get away from gambling with your money and making mediocre returns with high risks, but instead go to somewhere where it's certain, whether it be like real estate investing, whether it be in places where you can actually earn money like the bank earns off of you, but you do it in reverse. There's alternative ways to do it that have been proven by millions of people that have done it for years, and you can do the same.
Mm-hmm. So you teach people how to quickly create cash flow. How quick is quickly?
It could be within the next few months. You know, it could be very immediately. It could be within this year. I always aim for people to try to make as much cash flow within the first year as they can. And then that's ongoing year after year, but it keeps increasing year after year as well. So it's I call an income avalanche, right? Is that you get, say you can create, I mean, most of my clients usually find at least, you know, they usually create at least another 2,000-3,000 or more a month, right? Off of the money they have. Well, if you take that 25,000, 35,000 a year you just made or more, right? You can take that money and reinvest it again to then increase it by a few hundred more a month. And now you're making thousands more a year. And then that number just keeps growing. And so it's different. You know, I'll give you an example. I had a client in San Diego who was on track to try to become debt-free, right? I love Dave Ramsey people because they do the exact opposite of what they should be doing, right? Dave Ramsey is good if you're broke. You make $30,000 or $40,000 a year, and you keep trying to scrimp and save and do whatever you can to survive. He is great for survival advice, but he is horrible for thriving, right? He's great for surviving but not thriving. If you make a middle-class income or higher, his advice actually is counterproductive. It actually makes it to where you will never retire. And I've seen that with the numbers over and over and over. So I get people that say, hey, I'm about to become debt-free, or I am debt-free, but what do I have to show for it? So I had a guy from San Diego where he said, hey, in the next 6 years, I'm going to pay off my investment property in California and my house, and I should free up about $4,500 a month. Instead, I said, hey, let's refinance your house and sell the investment property because I had a lot of equity trapped and it was making very bad rent. I said, sell that property, take some money from your home and actually refinance it. Even though his payment was about $1,500 more a month, that $800,000 we were able to turn into about a net after paying his mortgage payment of $75,000 extra income, passive income every year. And that's just starting today. That's the ironic thing. He was hoping to free up $4,500 a month in 6 years, right? But instead, we got him to make over $6,000 a month in year one. By year five, it'll be over $10,000 a month.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, and everybody has different examples. I mean, I had a woman who was a health coach. You know, she was about 56 years old. She was saying, hey, I'm single. I don't really need a lot. And I said, well, what do you need? She said, I need about $1,500, $2,000 a month to live, which I thought was, wow, that I can't believe you can do that first.
Yeah, exactly.
I have 8 kids. I mean, I need at least $15,000 a month, not $1,500 a month, right? You know, but you know, with her, like, she didn't need that much, you know? And so I said, well, hey, what do you have? She's like, well, I got 200,000 mutual funds. I said, well, we can take that money. We can actually go and invest even at 10% and make you $20,000 a year. That's $1,600 a month. You could retire this year. And the funny thing is, her retirement goal was in 10 years, right? She said, if I can make, you know, with that $200,000 I have in my mutual funds, if I could turn that into, you know, $2,000 a month in 10 years, that would be great. And I said, well, what would you want to do? She's like, well, it's still part-time, keep health coaching, but I'd be done by 10 a.m. every day. So I work in the morning, be done by 10 a.m., have the rest of the day free. I said, well, you can do that this year, still have your income coming in from your health coaching, or not. You can retire fully or stay the same, you know. And for her, it was almost unbelievable. But, I mean, it's happened. I had another woman from Portland did the same thing, moved to Bali. And she's retired in Bali now, doing, you know, just from making $3,000 a month on her cash, you know, and things like that. So there's a variety of ways to do it. It's just, it has to be predictable and it has to be certain, and way more certain than what you do in the stock market, which has no certainty and no guarantees.
All right. Let me ask you, Chris, you help people find and fix money leaks.
Mm-hmm.
What is a money leak and how do you fix them?
Yeah. So, you know, in addition to finding passive income opportunities, right? That's an opportunity cost. It could be a money leak. If you're not getting your money to work for you, that's a money leak, right? Other money leaks could be the fact that I get people that don't track their money. You know, sometimes they're just not tracking. They're just surviving, working, And the money is kind of easy come, easy go. It's like, well, can we start tracking money and finding more to go and use to make money for you, right? You know, it's kind of like creating grandbabies. You know, how can we create more babies and get grandbabies off those babies, you know? Also, you know, things like taxes. How do we minimize our taxes so that you keep more what you make and then you can make that money work for you too? Debt, you know, I actually am not opposed to paying off debt if it's done in the right way. You know, some debt's great not to pay off. Others you want to pay off, but it has nothing to do with the interest rate. I look at how is it actually affecting your month-to-month cash flow? You know, how can we get that to be improved? So sometimes I have people refinancing things and do things to lower payments, making it easier. And I'll tell you, I had a guy from Minnesota. He was a chiropractor out there. He was 62 years old, 3 years in a row, right? 3 years in a row, his business started to decline. And it wasn't because he was bad at business. He was actually a very good business owner, but he was getting tired, right? He's getting worn out. Because a lot of us don't want to work forever, you know? Like, I've retired twice now by the time I was 39, you know? Like, I like retirement, but I like a balance, you know? Like, I actually like to work part-time, which is what I do now. Well, for him, he was working overtime at age 62. He was burning out. So his income, his profit, his business was starting to go down slightly over time each year. And I said, you know what? Yeah, I see what's going on here. Like, you're burning yourself out. You've lost passion for your business. We need to get this turned around. We need to give yourself some relief here. And so we looked at all of his numbers and everything. And I said, okay, you've got $500,000 sitting in IRAs doing nothing. You've got, I'm like, if we could take $100,000 of this money in the IRA, use that to pay off some of these loans and even help you refinance the house. And this is during the Great Recession, by the way. This is right on the back end of the recession. So it was harder to refinance. I'm like, well, if we refinance your home, pay off these certain debts, we will free up exactly $4,200 a month. That's $50,000 a year. He's like, yeah, but how am I going to retire? I said, $100,000 to make $50,000 guaranteed a year. But how am I going to retire? I'm like, isn't this the point of money? And it finally took his wife, because it's always usually the woman that figures it out first. She says, this makes sense. And you still have $400,000 in your retirement account. What's the real issue here? So at a leap of faith, he says, let's do it. We did exactly according to the plan, freed up $4,200 a month. The cool thing is that once he did that, he was able to relax, right? He's like, okay, I can breathe. Well, at work, when he was talking to potential patients, he started to relax with them. Well, the next thing you know, he's making more money in his practice because he's now having more fun. So he starts making an extra $2,000 to $3,000 a month in the practice within a few months, all because he was able to relax and breathe. Mm-hmm. On top of that, we saved him probably about, I think it was $15,000 in taxes that year too. So when you add all that up together, I mean, even though we freed up $50,000 a year between the taxes that made it $65,000 plus another $2,000 or $3,000 a month, this guy is making, you know, now net cash flowing about $80,000 plus a year, right? And that's the thing is, like, if you find those money leaks, the opportunity of where money could be working better for you, it's amazing what happens. And by the way, he was freaking out about refinancing because he said, wait, a 30-year refinance, that's going to make me 92. I said, no. First off, you're going to die. You can't bring the house with you. You're not an Egyptian. You can't take it with you in your tomb. And even the Egyptians got robbed, right? Secondly, I'm like, the thing is, this cash flow, if you want retirement, this is what's going to make it possible. We can always do other things to pay off the house, you know, do reverse mortgages or even sell it later on, and you're free. You know, the whole, you know, pay off your home and own it. You don't really own it because you still have to pay taxes on it. You know, if you don't pay taxes, you lose your home, even if it's debt free. So, you know, it's the thing is, like, we've been taught all these emotional dumb things that banks and money institutions have taught us for years so that we do follow their rules to make them money, but not us. Mm-hmm. And that's where you got to reverse those rules around to work in your favor versus against you.
Absolutely. With so many people out of work and looking for work, what are some of the simple ways to generate income in 90 days or less?
Yeah, you know, if it's different between working and not working. Because if you're working, I mean, you've got some other options you could be doing, right? There's things you could leverage. But let's just say you are not working. Maybe say you're furloughed or you've been laid off. You know, really, you can either make passive income or you can make active income, right? Those are really the two categories. Passive income is where we can take the money you have and get it working for you, like we've talked about before, right? We go and buy some real estate. You know, I know a particular contact that I have where you can buy a piece of real estate for $75,000, $80,000, but it'll pay you about $600 a month. That's about, it's paying you about a 10 to 11% cash on cash return on your money, and you don't have to worry about banks. You know, you just buy it outright in cash. Not all properties work that way. Don't just try to go buy any random property because you'll find out you're making nothing, you know? But I've had people do that just to try to get their income up. Is let's do something with the cash you have. Still keep money for emergencies. We got to have money to help you weather that storm. But the rest of the cash, let's get it working for you, especially if it's been tied up in 401ks. If you've been furloughed this year, by the way, just so you know, you can access, even if you're not 59 and a half yet, you can access and pull out up to $100,000 out of your IRAs or your 401ks with no 10% early withdrawal penalty. So if you're in your 50s and you're saying, oh, well, I need access to money to do something with it, this might be your year. And this is also the lowest tax year, and you can still spread out those taxes over 3 years. It makes it very easy to get that money working for you. So
that's
there's ways
advice.
To access some of those, yeah, some ways to access some retirement funds if you need to. Other things to do, active streams of income. Those are passive, right? Using investment money to make money for you. Active could be, for example, can we find part-time work? You know, can we become a contractor? You know, I've had some people say, you know what? This is the push I needed to finally say, I'm going to create my own hours and my own contract to, you know, do the same work I've been doing, but do it on a contractual basis and potentially make more money per hour than I was making working for the company I was working with. You know, so can we be a contractor? Other things you can do. If you have some cash, you can also buy a franchise. There are franchises out there that actually can pay you with that, with or without a lot of hours working, depending on how much time or bandwidth you have, right? Just today, I had a client say, hey, somebody's on your podcast. They talk about franchises. I'm like, yep, I know she is. And they said, yeah, we're looking at buying a laundromat because that's very hands-off passive. I said, you could definitely do that. There's franchises you can do that are, you're more actively working in because you've got the time and you want to do something with your time and energy. Here's a way to do it, you know? You know, there's things like people are doing things with online businesses. You know, can you create money online? Whether it's selling online, whether it's through Amazon or whatever it might be, there's lots of things you can do through that. But here's the key. Whatever it comes down to of how you make money, it always comes down to this one basic principle, is that dollars follow the value you create for other people. Dollars follow value. If you really understand that every time you get paid, it's because you offer something of value that's worth more to them than the money they give you, you'll start to realize it's not a mystery. Many people look at money as like this mysterious thing. It's hard to get. I was raised that way, right? My dad, he's now in his late 70s. He was saying, I'm going to work until I'm dead. That was his belief, you know? And money was just something you just hoarded. You just stored it up and hoarded, and then hopefully you had enough that you didn't outlive your money, right? But what I realized is that when I started to realize real true principles, you could take money, and money's useless. Money's just a piece of paper. It's just a thing. But if you exchange value for it, if you try to offer something to create a win-win, this is how I was able to retire when I was 28 the first time, is I obsessed over the question, what can I do to create a win-win for people? How can I serve somebody? How can I solve problems? How can I give something that somebody wants, that money is just a natural exchange for that service or for that product or for that value that they're receiving? And when you start to focus on that, money actually isn't too difficult anymore. You know, it's not about having a resume. I mean, even though a resume might list out the things that shows how you're valuable, right? Or what you've done that's of value that you could possibly offer. The truth is it's already intrinsically within you. How do you get that out to serve people? And you'll find that there's a variety of ways to make money, whether or not you have a job or you do it yourself.
And you also have a publication. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's books I've written, but there's a free ebook I have on my website, moneyripples.com, called Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, where I talk about how to find some of those money leaks. So if you're trying to find money to use, it's a great place to start.
And how about your website? What will people find on your website?
Yeah. So on moneyripples.com, you know, on the website there, I mean, I've got different blogs and things like that. You got the ebook on there that you can download for free. The blogs actually starting to have video blogs now, just like you've been doing. My podcast, The Chris Miles Money Show, I have it even on video as well, whether it's on YouTube or on my website. I've now got my podcast all through my website now too.
Okay, perfect. Any other advice you'd like to share with the audience?
You know, the biggest advice I would just give is, you know, don't buy into the things that you thought worked for the last several decades, right? Especially if you're the type of person, you've been saving, you've been working hard, you've been doing everything you've been told to do, and now you're still wondering, how am I going to make it out, right? What am I going to do? Because if this keeps up, either I have to die sooner or I have to work longer. And neither option sounds great. But the thing is that there is hope. Like, it's way, way easier than most people realize. It's not something that financial advisors will teach you, because they don't know themselves. They're not investors. They're not retired. They don't know what it's like. They're just salesmen in suits. But if you actually go to this and say, wait, what can I actually do that's different? What are millionaires doing? And you start to follow that and start finding ways to create passive income, right? Things that can actually allow you to work because you want to, not because you have to. That's when life becomes fun. And what better time than right now? Because we're not getting any younger. Let's admit it, right? You know, I will have no more hair than I have today. You know, I can just do the best I can do right now. And that's the thing I recommend is you guys, there is hope. And not only is there hope, but you have time. Like, there's ways to create results now. You just got to do it differently. You got to question the status quo and everything you've been taught, because when you start doing the opposite of what's been taught, that's where you actually have a chance of having a life that other people don't have.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chris, thank you for the information you've shared with us today. And thanks again for being on the Senior Bulletin.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And if you would, please subscribe. And that way you can enjoy all of our future podcasts. Be sure to visit thesenierbulletin.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter, connect with our former guests, learn about Medicare, and also get quotes and apply for life insurance. Take care, and I'll talk to you on the next episode.